strategies that we kind of build our program on, and you certainly want to start building a team dynamic, which this year will be very different than last year from that standpoint. You look at some of the key questions probably coming out of the spring, which I know you guys will ask, but the biggest thing is, can our freshmen who energized our team a little bit become dependable every down contributors in the SEC? And I think that's a big jump from being excited about a player as a freshman and then turning them into every down starters who can help you compete for a championship. That's probably our biggest challenge for the spring. We obviously going to have a lot of questions in the front seven. Only two starters are returning, Malik and Herman. And Herman, which we'll talk about, is hurt right now from surgery. The new kicker and punter. I think the fourth thing is all the returning starters. This is a very important spring for them because we're going to have 26 new faces come in June who are, in their minds, going to be competing for a starting job. So a lot of questions for a team that probably didn't play well consistently in any area. Some personnel notes before I turn it over to questions. We all know Jansen's status. He's not going to be with us this spring. He seems to be managing his life well right now, on pace to come back, but that's day-to-day, month-to-month. Brent Brewer, did you guys, I think, get a release on Brent? Brent has been reinstated to the team. He has served a 5-week suspension from all team activities. He's still, there's some other internal disciplinary measures that are taken. One of them is suspension from a session of summer school, which will be significant. I think it was a learning lesson for Brent. It was a learning lesson for all the members of our team. It was very unfortunate what happened. And, you know, I think so many people have found themselves in a position where emotions are taking over, and you have to learn to just leave, walk away and walk out no matter what anybody does to you. So he's been reinstated. He's still got some things that he's doing, but he's back with the team. Daniel Hood, we've moved to defensive tackle in just a constant search to get bigger guys on the defensive line, so we'll see how he does. Montori Hughes is going to miss the first two practices for team rule violations, but he'll be back practice three. I mentioned Herman Lathers. You know, he's got, here's some IR guys right now. Herman, he's 3 months out of a right shoulder surgery. Marquise Pear is 3 months out of his ACL, so those two guys are limited to nothing. Nash Nance had to get a screw in his left foot, so the first few practices he's still going to be in rehab. Y'all know about Ben. Tyler Page moved from quarterback to safety. Jimmy. And you know, we have six new freshmen here mid-year who all have done a phenomenal job in the off-season program. Five on offense, Worley, Crowder, Downs, Dallas, and Jackson, and then one on defense, Justin Coleman. So that's kind of an overview. I probably left some things out, so I'll let y'all fill in the blanks for me.
Derek, you said you wanted the team dynamic to be different this year as opposed to last year. How so?
Well, it's going to be just because, you know, that senior class that we had was a vocal class, to say the least. And so now, you know, the first few days with this team is as quiet as I've ever seen a team. And I think, you know, this is, but every year is a new year as it relates to team chemistry and leadership and you know, that sort of thing. So that's the biggest thing. Heather?
With the roster limitations last year when you took over the program, was there anything that you did not or were not able to accomplish or do during spring practice that you plan on implementing this spring?
Yeah, well, I think the first 2 weeks of spring last year was them learning what our expectations were on how we practice, what we're doing. So we're going to be a lot further along in two main areas. Number one is just organizationally how we practice. What's the expectation from a tempo, from a physicality? What are these drills we're doing? And then two is we're going to be a year into our schemes. I mean, we have continuity in on offense, defense, and special teams. So I think that's going to help us get a lot more accomplished by the end of spring than last year. Last year, the first 2 weeks was just survival for coaches and players trying to figure each other out.
Derek, you alluded to the year zero and year one, and then just again there with Heather. For you, and you talked also about how wide your eyes were on the first day of spring practice last year.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be any of that for you this go around? I mean, I think you much, probably have a much better feel.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, and it wasn't just, it was just so atypical of a coach coming into a program. You know, there was so much emotional baggage that was out there that it was difficult to get your arms around everything. And this year, I think everybody understands each other. There's not a lot of newness. And I think because of that, we'll be able to dive into the teaching, coaching, and improving without all the other stuff on the periphery. And that'll help us get better quicker.
Does it give you a greater sense of appreciation having been through all that last year of, okay, this is going to be a heck of a lot easier?
Well, I wouldn't use the word easier because the challenges are going to be there. But it will be, there'll be a lot better comfort level. That's probably the better term. It's never easy, and I think also that gives you a little better comfort level is you have a little better feel for the positions that, okay, we feel like we have some stability there, and then these are the areas where we still don't know personnel wise where last year, I mean, I didn't know, we only had a few returning productive players, and so it was just a crapshoot of who was what. And so everybody's got a little better feel for everything, and we hope because of that we'll improve a lot more during the course of the spring. But, you know, guys, we need significant improvement. And the two biggest areas, and I want to hit on it again, is the freshmen turning into dependable SEC starters. That is a giant leap from getting out there a few plays, flashing a few plays, everybody gets excited, to doing it every day, doing it 12 games. That's going to take a long, rigorous process to get.
Derek, with your lack of seniors, are you concerned about leadership on this team?
Well, I think it's usually a concern every year. And it's really, to me, more about team chemistry. I think it starts with trying to direct the team into a common purpose, and I'm not sure we're there yet for that. I felt like so much of how we were last year, our focus wasn't all the same. There was a lot of self-preservation. There was a lot of support for each other, but not really directed at what we're trying to achieve. And I think, I had to really try to recenter the team on the expectations of Tennessee. You know, there's a lot of banners in that indoor of winning championships. And we got to start getting our focus aligned with some kind of end in sight. And I don't think we've been doing that. I think we've been really just kind of bouncing around, supporting each other, loving each other, holding each other's hands, hugging each other, and we're not driving toward a mission. And so I think the more that you get everybody together in sync, working for a common purpose, then it's easier to forge leadership and team chemistry.
Derek, among those freshmen that have to take a step forward, certainly Tyler's got the biggest profile.
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach this spring reps with he and Matt? Is he clear number
yeah,
one?
Yeah, he's our one, and Matt's our two. And so, you know, he's going to get the one reps, and Matt's going to get the two. And then of course, we got a new face, Justin Worley, that we want to see what he can do. So we'll give him some reps. But Tyler is our starting quarterback. And, you know, he obviously has to develop in so many areas. First off, from having to master the offense intellectually. And I believe that the better he understands what we're doing, the more we can do and the more confident he'll become. But we're going to try to push him a lot more, which may cause him to struggle a little bit, you know. And the better you get at that position, the more you want to put on him, because the more he can do, the better you, the more effective you can be on offense. And you'd love to get to a point where you give him a lot of freedom out there to do things, but that's not going to happen overnight. So he's got a lot of work ahead of him.
Jordan was talking about the young guys up front spending a lot of time together and, you know, learning together. I feel like basically throwing all of them into the fire at the same time as a shared bonding.
Yeah, I think it's been great for him, and I think it'll pay off over time, offensive line. And those guys, fortunately, like each other. So they spend a lot of time together, and I think that helps when they're in the huddle together. It helps up front.
How do you feel about their size? I mean, I know again, Fulton listed over 330, James listed over 330. Is that something you feel good about going?
The size is good. The strength levels are not. So, and you could see it when we watch cut-ups. Our lower body power, upper body strength, I mean, we're not pushing anybody around. And so our strength levels have to come up to match our bulk and size. And when you get that, now you can start doing something.
Is the strength improvement, or is that something that they're going to have to go through?
Data. You know, I mean, we're keeping pretty good data on where they are and the improvements they've made, and they all made tremendous improvements on their strength levels. Now they got to continue that, which we're going to keep lifting heavy during spring practice, and then they got to start translating it into movement on the field.
You hear a lot of times when you replace the starting quarterback, he can go in the tank on you a little bit. How is Matt Sims handled this situation?
Matt has been phenomenal. He's had a great attitude. Leadership group, not really. He had one of the best. That leaves it open, doesn't it? I didn't want any questions on that. That's why. Work ethic is attitude, and so I'm proud of Matt. I really am. And he's handled it as well as any young man could handle, given the high-profile nature of the position, the exposure of the school, his last name, I mean, everything. And I've just been proud of him.
Were you ever worried about him leaving the team at any moment?
A lot of good discussions. And, you know, we've been very honest with each other, and I think that's one of the reasons it's worked well.
How much were you limited by having a rookie quarterback and so many young guys on the offensive line, and how much better could that be? How much more can you do this year?
I don't know about, and they never pan out to anything. And then there's a lot of freshmen that go out there and have a great freshman year, and they have a terrible sophomore year because they think they're going to be pretty good. So history really is working against us a little bit. And it's our job to make sure that neither of those scenarios happen.
As you move into year two, what surprised you as a coach last year? What lessons did you learn that you'll take into to year two?
Well, one of the lessons is when they say the game is over, there's a good chance it's not. So you got, you know, this year we're going to work on, hang on, we're going to stay on the sidelines a little bit. A lot of lessons from year one. It always is. And every year you coach, even if it's year 25, you learn a ton about your team. It's hard to, we've spent the last 8 weeks doing quality control. I shouldn't soul searching on the things we did well and the things we didn't do well. And obviously, schematically, we're trying to correct a lot of things that we feel like we need to get better at. And this is when you have a lot of lessons, and there are every year. It's hard to really put it into one or two things.
March may be very early to ask this question, but you know, you've been in the league now, you've seen the league, you have a better idea of what you're coming back. Is there any way to, what you, and you said your expectations are going to be higher, standards higher. Is there any way to project how big of a jump you can make?
There's so much that can go into it. The obvious ones are, how much can they contribute? Because, look, the facts are we're going to need some of them. I've made that comment that we're going to open up next year to think we're going to sit there and amp it up on cruise control. I mean, we're fooling ourselves. We're going to have the youngest team probably in America next year. And so we need to...
Changes in the way Lance Thompson is prepared for this spring, now that he's changed position coaches and now Peterson.
The continuity has been great. It's going to be a little change for our players on how coaches teach. They're all different, but schematically there's going to be total continuity, and I think that our defensive staff has worked well together. I think Peter's been a great addition, and Lance, I feel like that our staff, it's as fine a staff as I've been a part of at any level.
Have you noticed a change in the players? I don't know, most they had gone through so much changeover. How are they different emotionally, mentally, entering a season where almost everyone's still there?
Well, yeah, I think all that is bygones, and they know what you're talking about. So that's the beauty. The best thing about things that happen in the past are a new year turns, and these guys don't even know better. So I think we're past all that point, and we don't have the drama. We don't have the crying and holding hands, and we got to support each other. We need to lock it in, define where we want to go, and let's work toward it.
With Jansen's not being here in the spring, that being an area where he didn't have that much depth anyway last year, how are you going to? Are you just going to give some guys a look at that?
Yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity for some other guys. We signed a lot of guys in this class and two junior college guys, and their objective is not to come in and sit on the bench. I can assure you that. So this spring is very important. Important for all these guys in the secondary to show that they can be dependable every down players in this league. And, so it's a...
No better. Does that change any of your thoughts about what scheme you can implement?
Yeah, I think it's going to, you know, you're always tweaking. Our makeup at wideout and quarterback, wideout's going to be totally different. So, you know, obviously when you look at Justin and DeRick and Matt and Zach, those guys, they did last year. So there's not going to be a lot of change, a lot of wholesale change, but a little change to try to help our runners out in the run game. And defensively, it's, you know, we're going to try to play a little more nickel than we did last year. So we're going to practice that this spring. We need to, and you know, we're going to do some things schematically a little differently to help our players a little bit. But we don't have a lot of big guys, and, you know, same sort of.
And you acknowledge that he may struggle a little bit. How do you balance that, you know, by challenging without
with his confidence? Yeah. I think it's a, you know, it's an inch by inch. Just going to do something else. So a lot of guys get really frustrated because they want to master what we know. And Tyler, if he doesn't get it, he doesn't really care, you know. Like, maybe I'll get that tomorrow, but today I'm going to just throw it to that guy and it's going to be a touchdown. So, you know, we'll be the ones throwing our hat because he throws it to the wrong guy and it's a touchdown.
And then you talked about the increased comfort level for the players, but what about for you going into this spring? How much maybe more comfortable are you, and could that allow you to accelerate that chemistry
and motivate in the south end zone of the defensive? I mean, you know what I mean? So you're doing a lot less explaining expectations and organization.
How frustrating is it? You had a young team last year, and it sounds like you're going to be even younger this year.
How frustrating? Well, it's all how you look at it. If you got a negative attitude, yeah, it's real frustrating. But I look at it as we got a lot of young talent, and so they're going to be fun guys to coach and develop and watch. And hopefully we'll feel better about them, you know, each day they get older. So I'd be probably frustrated if I felt like we didn't have any young talent. That would be frustrating.
You mentioned needing the runners to run well. What specifically are you looking for from guys like Warren and Ray Johnson to do?
More yards. Break more tackles. You know, I'm not being funny. It's the truth.
Really, the growth of the offensive line, especially the three young guys, will that help that? And which of those three guys is closer to being that every down SEC guy that you know?
I don't think any of them are. You know, right now, none of them have done anything well consistently. Make an offensive line. And maybe it's because I coach running backs. You know, that whole thing, we don't have a very good line. I've never seen a great back not make yards in all my history. I mean, great backs make yards, and they make guys miss in space. They power through guys. And so, you know, to me, a great back makes an offensive line better. It energizes the O-line, not the other way around. So that's what I want to see the backs to do. I want to see them create so we get energized. And, you know, and that's what some of our receivers did last year. You know, Denarius and Justin did some things down the field that, you know, they weren't always wide open, but they made a play and they energized you.
Because James Stone was so effective with that unorthodox move, and were you tempted at all to leave it alone, or are you going to?
Well, we're going to try to snap right-handed here. So we're having James eat right-handed,
text
right-handed.
He
you hope to find a punt returner by the end of spring practice?
Now you're really dreaming. We're going to work the same guys that were there last year. I mean, Tinkerbell it and just do this, and we have a new guy. So we're going to give them the same opportunity. Anthony did a good job, and then when the new guys come in, we'll give them an opportunity, and we'll see who kind of rises up.
You do have Vincent Dallas on campus.
We do have Vincent, yeah. So we'll see what he can do. He'll get an early look.
Without a vocal senior class, there may be some of those guys you'd like to step up and be leaders.
Well, I think we only have 9 seniors. So if any of them want to, I'll be happy to take it. I mean, there's not a... I've never been on a team that has that few a senior class.